The Sentai Review, episode 140, Kyuranger, Final Cut. Okay, as you heard, this is the final cut, final grade for Kyuranger. And I don't care if there's an L or an R.
What happened? Why are we going back to it?
Because the show is finally over.
So they added stuff we missed during the course of the show?
Yeah, there's quite a few costumes that end up being missed.
Okay.
Yeah, because they added people between our third part.
So that happens. That's Rangers anymore.
And people are demanding us cover those things.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what we do. And to be fair, Rangers is a toy commercial. Of course they're going to make more stuff, more stuff, more stuff, more stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, but also... one thing to be sorry, I'm sorry to say this, but people are asking, when are you covering the Lupin versus Patrol Rangers? Episode 133, our first impressions. We kind of first impressions of it.
Have they released more stuff? Is that why we're getting asked?
It just started. So I don't know why.
Yeah, it started like a couple weeks ago.
Because this is a huge fandom? I mean, look. It really is, dude.
I'm saying that we did our first impressions.
I realize
We're
that.
We're not going to do five parts.
I realize that, but I don't think you realize just how big this... I think you underestimate the size of this fandom sometimes. This is outrageous. I mean, Tokusatsu is almost a lifestyle. It's so big. You could watch from now until the day you die and not cover the entire Tokusatsu legend.
Yep.
But the thing here is...
we could review until we die, and we're probably not going to cover everything.
We shouldn't take, like, five parts to cover one set of costumes.
I'd say it depends on how good it is. Like, if they add more to... I'm serious. If they add more to that show that we haven't seen, I'd say that it's worth going back to. But it's... I mean, if it's like... if it's they add one guy... and you can tag him on to the end of another episode that we do, that makes sense. Like, it's the size of the fandom, dude, and these fans are hardcore dedicated. We are dropping into something that is so much bigger than we are, literally.
Yeah.
And if we ever catch an actual speck of what this fandom is, I mean, our subscriber count jumped. Okay? But if we actually catch a speck of what this fandom is capable of, we could easily be one of the biggest things on YouTube. It's the fandom is that far-reaching.
Yeah. But at the same time, I kind of agree with Scott. I feel like what we need to do is we need to do it like, here's the first impressions, wait the year until it's done, so come February again. Okay, here's the full roster, here's all the stuff.
Once we know that's everything we can talk about. No, yeah. I agree. I'm just saying that we will, without a doubt, we did stuff before it was released. When it gets released, hell, one of the series, I can't remember what it was, we reviewed it on the previews, then we reviewed it the day it came out, then we reviewed it the day it was over.
Yeah, that was these guys, that was Kyuranger.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's not like this is something that's not odd to us. If they drop enough material, we'll go back to it. Yeah. Otherwise, once we've done it, it's pretty much done because we have thousands of things to cover.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go around the room.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Old Bill Logan. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay,
she just stands there while you brush her hair. Mine's a lot more of a nightmare.
We're recording, and,
yeah, there's little ones leaving Jeremy's house so they can all go to the store and go buy food and stuff.
Yep.
They have $10 from Christmas and throwing a hole in their pocket.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and having that $10 bill in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what to blow my money
on. I could buy the world.
Yeah. I got me all sorts of money. I'm buying up the entire toy aisle with this here $10.
I remember the first time I mowed lawns and saved my birthday money, and I got up to $280-something, and they was going to take me to Toys R Us to blow all of it. And as I was driving by, I saw a car that was marked 170. It was like one. This is marked like 170 or something like that. And I said, I can buy that. And they said, that's not what you think it is. It's like $170. And I was like, no, that's not what that is.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to this final cut, final edition of these Rangers.
Look, I just want to get to the file that's underneath of this file. Yeah, I know. We just got to wait for Shane.
The late night.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, it's going to take quite a while.
Okay. We start off with the balance, the gold one.
Tenbin Godo! Balance.
Balance.
You leave the butchering to me. I watch the show. I could butcher names.
Watch the show.
I know how to say these names wrong. Bill's favorite, balance.
The arms on the hips?
Yep, hands on hips. It gets explained in the show. Don't worry. Once we actually get down to watching the seasons in 2021...
joke.
That's not a joke either. Yeah. That's a good rough estimate by 2021.
Look, we got to get through. Like right now, we're trying to go through Turbo, and like I said, we even have it. Look, some of these shows we're going to get through quick. Some of these shows we're not. Cutting through 15 episodes is only 3 episodes a day, and I couldn't do it. I got to like episode 26, and Turbo, awful.
Now
I'm in an analyzing matter. There's a lot for me to talk about, and there's a lot of good things about Turbo, but the show, as compared to what I've watched so far in terms of an entertainment value, is very low for me.
Yep.
I kill about 2 episodes, and I feel like I need a nap.
Yep. And just imagine, I do it differently. Oh, hey, we got to kill 15 episodes for this weekend? Okay, Thursday night. 7 or 8.
But see, Friday, there's one thing you do that I don't do because I can't do it. I tried to set this show up and watch it in the background while doing something else, and every time I looked up, I felt like I missed something. Because Turbo's storyline is awful. Because they're like, this girl's making a detonator while this person is her mom, while this thing is some sort of weird pit of doom, and the father is in that pit, which explains an awful lot, and at the same time, Tommy has been captured because the truck blew up, because now these guys are separated, these two people got off a bus, and if you turn your head during that episode and look back, you're like, oh, and a detonator? I don't fucking know, I guess I have to actually watch this fucking episode. And so that's right. What's happening to me.
And there's some episodes where I could tell instantly that I need to watch them, which is why I'll sit and I'll play something where I can pause it, like, I don't know, Mega Man on my 3DS or
Pokemon, Mega Man,
where I could just kind of stop.
Next.
Yep. I know, you don't like him, Bill. But like I said, it's explained why he does it.
Yep, that's it for a balance himself.
Good.
So, let's rate this form.
Hate me, I don't care. This guy is filled with dumb. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been one of the throwaway monsters. Like, but this is just looks, and I've said it before. Seeing the show, understanding the character, and watching him in motion will certainly change my opinion. But
like
this thing right here is dumb. It's dumb. He fits the standard of what the show is. He's a 3. He would have made a fun throwaway monster for one episode, or he would have made a 6th Ranger throwaway character that disappears at the end of the season and we never explain it.
3.
Going off only aesthetic, because again, I have seen the show. The, combination of Danger Will Robinson and black
man,
and white
did you just
movie.
Insult my robot?
Yeah,
because I'd almost prefer bubblehead three light man to yeah. this stupid. No, I wouldn't really, to be fair. Well, I'm giving then, you shit.
But what's the other one?
I will say that Future Robot, I don't give a shit. I don't care. You can tell me it's a bad movie all day. Future Blue Robot from the remake of Lost in Space is awesome. I don't care. He's fucking awesome. He's on my shelf.
Until you see fair the enough. New remake.
It's awesome. I haven't seen that yet. I saw like part of the preview and they're just like walking around, which I was confused because I thought it was a space show. And they don't seem to be in space.
Just, yep. Yeah, but like I said, based off some of the old sci-fi pop culture references, like, as a robot, he kind of works. Like, the aesthetic works slightly well for him. The fact that, you know, as Libra, he is gold. So the fact that, you know, again, the color and everything works for him. He's a 3.2 for me, so altogether that is a 3.06 repeating to a 7, so 3.07.
Okay.
Hey!
So now we go into his Ranger form. The Tinbin Gold.
Tinbin Goldo!
Oh, God.
Yeah, he went Seamus. Don't worry, that's only because you caught him mid-transformation.
Next! Hands on hip, Bill.
It's because that's his actual Sentai pose. After he changes, that's the pose.
Next!
See?
Hey!
Look, I told you, motion, it looks a lot better. This is kind of dumb.
Next.
Oh, that's it.
He looks better like that when I can't see him. See ya.
Bye, youngins. Bye. Have fun at the store. Remember to buy the everything.
The everything. If it's not bolted down, you might afford it.
Like you said earlier, Anna, you have 1,000 pennies in one bill. That can afford you all the everything.
She does technically have 1,000 pennies in one bill.
Yep. Yeah. That's... yeah. All right, so anyway, score.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget
you,
I...
You started talking first.
I forget I'm in this dumb episode when this episode is dumb. This guy's dumb. This guy gets a 2.6. He's
so,
regular.
Whoa. So, out of costume, he's a 3. In costume, when you can't see him, he's worse.
Look at this guy.
4.2.
You're wrong.
That costume is amazing.
No!
It reflects the universe. Look at it.
Look at the visor. All the visors have
he
that
He holds the scales
in.
Of justice.
Which is funny, because in the show, he's a thief.
You're the same guy that hated the Gold Ranger. Get off the mic.
It's funny, because it's true.
You're going to like this guy and hate my Gold Ranger. Make fun of my pyramid.
Because your pyramid sucks.
You sucks.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, what you got, Scotty?
I'll just go with the 3.
The costume for the show, it's average, but all of them do what they're supposed to do. Look functional, and I don't know, be able to wield magical, mystical powers that can, you know, beat up the everyone.
This guy looks like a Sailor Moon villain.
3.5, and then we divide by this, that's a 3.3.
3.3 for the shining gold.
Better than average.
Me. All right.
Next up.
Oh, Champu.
Champu. Black. Versus Champu.
Okay, now I'm confused by the third folder, because the third folder is either going to be the villain, which he was supposed to be, or it's going to be... You know what? We'll get to that in a moment.
He's a minotaur, isn't he?
He's actually a robotic bull.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
He's the Rock.
Wait, isn't he kind of a man, though?
No, he's 100% machine. He was created by a scientist.
But my question is, go to the next picture, please.
Next.
Damn it! I like that he's smiling, though. That's goofy.
Sadly, he kind of almost always looks that way, but yeah.
The weird thing is, he doesn't have eyebrows, so he can't raise an eyebrow.
Let's try again.
Next.
Damn it!
Just the two.
Just the two.
So I can't see his body, but if he stands up like a man and has the body of a man, even if he's a robot, if he has the head of a bull, he's a minotaur.
Technically speaking, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I said, he is a minotaur, but again, like I said, he's 100% robot.
Right, okay, so there's nothing human about him, though. Yeah. In the show, he's mechanical.
Yeah, he's got like, he has the muscular structure of a human being who's super swole, and in fact, in this photo, you see where that little black bit is kind of hanging off of his right shoulder? Yeah, that
yes,
right
I see that.
Basically, that's where his costume had been blown off of him in a fight.
Okay.
So, I mean, literally, like, he's got, you know, arms and legs, and he can move normally. His feet technically are
This is one of those things that's going to become really difficult. If we get here in our series, it's going to be fine, because I'm sure he won't be a robot, he'll be a dude. If we get here in their series, it's going to be a completely different talk, because so far, we've noticed that the guys that morph are tapping into a mystical energy, but here, I know that it's the same concept, but even this non-living organism was able to tap into that mystic energy and become a ranger.
Yeah.
So that means the rules for their series are very different for the rules for our series. Like the Alpha Centurion, he is a manhunter. He's not a ranger. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not tapping into mystical powers.
Yeah, no. Basically, in their series, their ranger outfits are kind of like bestowed upon them by the Q-Tama. So that Q-Globe,
yeah,
the Morpher, in quotes, basically that contains the energy of the galaxy that they're supposed to be like in charge of, like the section of the galaxy.
There's always an intergalactic ray or a plague or a death laser that's going to wipe out life on this insignificant little bug planet that we have.
Yep, exactly. But yeah, so basically they go throughout the universe basically controlling or using the energy.
And the only way that the planet goes on with their pointless lives is that they do not know about it.
That's right.
Yep.
That thing is going to give her brain cancer or something.
Three point five.
I'm waiting on you because I'm gonna go last.
Oh shit! I'm in this episode. God damn it! That is twice now that I have forgotten that I am reviewing. I am not on the computer right now. I'm so used to being the middle chair and doing the editing and all the. So now I'm like. It's weird to be in the audience.
Scott, give Bill the mouse.
So I gotta rate this guy. Robot, all I can see is his face. He gets a 2 because of pictures. I like his robot design, but I know nothing about him and I can't see his body. 2. I have to go on what I'm given. I have a face.
Right.
If all I seen was Data's face, I can't judge him. He looks like an albino.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I have seen all of Champ, so he gets a 3.8, and then we divide that by, so he's a 3.1 for Unmorph.
Next up is the Black Form. Black Ranger Form.
Racist.
I like that.
No.
We've already seen him before, and I gave him a 4, and I repeat that. I've seen this costume already, so while going through the pictures is fine, I already knew what he looked like, because we've done this guy before.
Right.
And once again, this visor thing shows a galaxy and stuff, so...
Yeah, because like I said...
Which, being at the end of the series, the first time we got to review these costumes, it was hard to tell what we were looking at. It was very much preview images. Now that we're at the end and the pictures are a lot better and you could see this guy's visor and you could tell he's like a Minotaur, we were doing a lot of guesswork. We could see the little symbol on his star. We couldn't see that the first time we talked about this guy. In fact, we argued as to what that might be the first time we did this.
Yep. So yeah, that's Ciampa.
Next. Yeah. That's it for his Ranger form. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Four.
You cannot possibly saw off a Minotaur's horn. I can't.
So he's a four, because I'm giving him a four as well. So he's good across the board. Now for this, let's see which one you got.
Okay, Seth, pronounce that.
Hold on. Is that Yagyu-Jabi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be what he originally was intended to be, or if it's, yep, okay. There's an episode where basically he goes missing for a while, and at first they think that they found him, but come to find out the professor who built him, Dr. Anton, is actually an evil scientist. Not a mad scientist or an angry scientist.
Right.
Angry!
What's going on with his hand? Is his hand broken, or is his hand a new apparatus?
He has his old coat wrapped around his hand.
Oh, okay, so that's not anything that I thought it was. Okay, whatever.
It's more or less the helmet and a belt.
But yeah, he basically, to stay underground, he put on a lucha mask and ended up winning the title belt as a lucha wrestler. Next!
He just ruined it. I see his world belt and everything. Oh,
gained a championship,
dude. I was willing to look at this guy as just that, and then you gave me that story, and now I don't like that story, and it's so ridiculous.
We already told you he's supposed to be Dwayne the Rock Johnson in Ranger 4.
That anybody could mistake him for.
Oh no, they didn't buy it. They did not buy it one little
his
bit.
Costumes,
everybody,
his
the
costumes.
The only person who didn't buy it was, or who actually bought his bullshit story of
Lucky.
Oh yeah, I'm not. No, Gardu.
Okay,
the Blue Ranger.
The reason I was saying that is because this guy reminds me of a costume bad enough that it reminds me of Usopp.
Right. Yeah. No, I know what you mean, but yeah, nobody fucking bought it. The only one who bought it was the Blue Ranger. And that's because, again, he's a wolf
dog man. He's a kid.
Man.
Isn't he a kid?
No.
No, that's not him this time?
The kid is the baby Blue Ranger. The regular
There were
blue
two
wolf,
blues. That's yes. right. Damn it.
Because the regular blue wolf guy.
A kid blue
he's
again.
He's kind of dumb. He's the, quote, dumb fighter. He's an idiot, but when it comes to fighting, he's a savant.
Look, he takes his Wolf Fang fist very seriously.
Yes.
Let's fucking move on.
So that's that, because that was only two photos. Right?
Oh, this guy's done?
Yep.
Yeah.
2.5, whatever.
Four.
I'm almost not being fair, but...
3.5 for that, so he dropped a half a point for Lucha Mask.
Dumb.
Okay, next up is...
Like I said in the episode, oh, Gardu! Okami Blue!
No,
don't click the text.
You okay over there? You okay? Because I heard you bluing. I didn't know if maybe...
Okay. Okami Blue.
Blue. You okay?
That's literally, that's a
Garu form.
Yep. Yeah, but that's also at a shit angle.
Next.
Because he does have the blue eye and then a brown eye. Haha, brown eye.
What? What do you want from me? Look at this guy!
We're not even halfway through!
Yep. He comes from a tribal planet where they
don't
have a lot
of shit. I don't give
a shit
where he comes from.
Yeah, I know.
He can go back there.
Next.
He does at one point. Okay.
Good!
So yeah, this blue werewolf.
Ugh! I need storyline... context and motion. These pictures are not helping these guys. Look at this fucking guy. He's like the reject Star Fox. They drew him up and they said, this motherfucker needs to go back to the drawing board. And they went and drew him again and said, that'll work.
He's one of the last warriors from his planet. Everybody else got wiped out by the big bad. And the only reason he survived is because he ran like a bitch.
At least he got to keep his Michael Jackson jacket. Standards.
Well, technically,
lost the race, kept his Michael Jackson coat.
Technically, that's the jacket they hand to all members of the crew.
That's because they all have to learn the Thriller in order to be a dog man.
Well, of course, that's because it's the, what is it? It's the dragon, who's the leader. That's his sense of style and fashion.
Oh, can't wait to see him.
he's the Master Roshi comic relief. Only less pervy and more like LOL random.
Three.
Give him your zero, Bill.
I can't because he does match this. I have to be fair. He matches Sentai. He works for this. I don't like him, but he's acceptable as part of the show that we've seen up to this point. It's not like he's out of the normal. I've seen this dumb shit before. In fact, our show literally stopped cold the first time we came across it.
Yeah, the set of animals.
So this guy is basic content. I might not like him, but I guess he's a three because it's the lowest I can give him with still being fair. Ugh, that guy.
Look, the coolest thing about him, like look-wise,
is that Billie Jean was not his lover?
No, technically, like I said, the coolest thing about his design is he has one eye that's like a gray-blue.
That's because he just beat it.
And the other one is brown. Like, they literally gave him two-toned eyes. Like, go to the other photo. I know it looks shit because it's at a bad angle. But see, he's got one eye that's blue and the other one that's kind of brownish. And he's also got a lazy eye, but that's because they designed his
mask. I don't give a shit about this dog with flock of seagulls hair.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, that's the only thing that's actually cool. He's a 2.5. So, Garu got a 2.83.
And he ran. He ran so far away.
All right, his thankfully. Blue form.
Rangers, you need adults for that kind of activity.
Actually, they use the Gemini Kyutama, which allows them to clone themselves.
You sound like some of these fans that have been getting in on the comments over here, damn it.
I'm trying to stop it now, because I hate it when I get messaged by fans. Oh, by the way, you're a fucking idiot for not using Wikipedia like I did to become a master. We're not going to be masters. We're idiots talking in a microphone, talking about pictures we're looking at.
Well, this idiot thinks these guys can go dance elsewhere.
Next.
But, Bill, it's the safety dance.
I like that helmet.
It must be in numbers.
I like that helmet. I don't like his neck fur.
His neck fur.
I don't like his neck fur.
Next.
I like his helmet.
Next.
Oh, he's fuzzy. I forgot how... It's full of dumb. God damn it. I came back for this?
Yeah. You're the one who wanted to be on episodes.
Next.
Yeah, that's just his pose after he's morphed. That and it's also his battle stance. I can't remember what martial art he uses, but...
Fail Fu?
No, I think it's supposed to be Tiger Claw, but literally, since he's a wolf, it's like Wolf Claw type of shit. Like, literal Wolf Fang Fist. Like, that's actually not a joke.
Oh, that's great. Now he's Yamcha.
It's a joke.
Let's just tag it on. He's got the Michael Jackson coat, the flock of seagulls hair, he's a dog man, he's a fuzzy ranger, he's got fucking neck fur.
But, Bill.
And he's Yamcha.
But he's Yamcha from Ball and not Z. At least in Dragon Ball,
which means he's good. Which means he's good enough to get to round one, but not pass it.
Exactly.
Next.
That's it. I'm counting photos today.
I don't give a shit. This guy, I'm giving a 2. Even if it's wrong, I'm giving him a 2.
That's all right. I'm giving him a 3.
Fucking fuzzy ranger. 3.
Okay. So that made it, so that's a 2.67 again.
I think that was it for. Yep.
Yeah, that's it for Gardu.
And now for.
Oh yeah.
Hammy.
Hammy.
Hammy chameleon.
Green. Chameleon green.
Oh boy. No. There we go.
All right. 5 photos.
No, I love her. I love her. Dude, I don't know why.
It's the green.
That, well, yeah, there's partially that.
Next.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Double mint.
That's fine. Yeah, no shit.
Next.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's got a sad face.
Technically, they all have the same sad pouty lips. It's just because of the helmet. Yeah, it makes it look even more sad, pouty lipped.
I like how she also has hair buns.
Oh, those are.
I know they're
the
eyes, but they're hair
eyes.
Buns.
Yeah.
They're hair buns.
Next.
Yeah, I think that's everyone, isn't it?
Let's try one more next.
Oh yeah.
No, oh, that's fucking sweet. She also somehow reminds me of Sting Chameleon, which makes me really happy, which makes me...
Well, considering the fact that she literally is Chameleon
yep.
Green, so yeah.
That makes me happy, and it makes me give her like a 4.5. I really Next. Like her. I don't yep. know why. I really like her. Her aesthetic works for me. The bull guy's aesthetic works for me until he becomes a wrestler.
But he is a wrestler. Just like she comes from a shinobi clan... Where she's training to be a ninja. And then decides that she doesn't want to train to be a ninja anymore. She just wants to be
a You know,
ninja.
You could message me like other hateful fans. We don't have to.
But I want to do it now so I can get the I don't give a fuck look in person.
Oh my god.
3.5.
I'm giving her a 4. So she's at a 4. So her and I think Champ are tied at 4.
Chameleon Green Moon.
Yep. Yeah, she ends up taking, what is it? There's a, there's
she,
a Q-tama.
She gets an add-on to her helmet.
Okay, look, I'll explain it easily.
3.
There's a Q-tama that has the ability of night and day. In night mode, which as a shinobi is helpful, you can become invisible. Now, she already can become invisible, but it helps her even more because she becomes stronger whilst invisible.
3.
No, that's fine.
I don't care what her powers are. She looks dumb now.
3.3.
That one little thing ruins the aesthetic that I was digging on.
No, it's all right. I was explaining it because I'm giving her a 2.5. I was saying 3 because I got to divide by 3, so she's at a 2.93.
Okay. And then, Hammy, how'd you pronounce it?
Hammy.
Hammy.
Like Jaime Saban, only Hammy.
Oh, it's the actual girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's kind of not a joke. Next.
Next.
Oh, yeah, when they get arrested by the SPD guys.
That's how I look when I see half these pictures.
Next.
Yay!
That's not how I look. Ever.
Next.
Salute. OQ.
Fictional universe, leaving the salute alone. Fictional universe.
Next.
Oh, yeah, her as a kid getting trained as a ninja.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Next.
You're all, yeah, no, that's the last one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way your ex-girlfriend looks at you. It's not cute. It's terrifying.
Okay.
It also doesn't help that you got shit photos, but eh.
She's fine. She's fine. I don't even know what to say. She's fine. She's a three. She's a person. She looks like a person. She's believable as a person. Her fashion sense looks like it fits whatever universe they're building. I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. I can't really judge against her. She doesn't look out of place or anything. She looks fine.
Three.
Yeah, she's a three.
I mean, I guess if I was rating on, like, whether or not I would sleep with her or something like that, maybe it's just a different score. It's not what we're doing. We're not talking about how cute or how ugly somebody is. Just, she's fine. Her costume works. I don't see any reason to complain.
Yeah, she got a three.
Okay.
A three plus a three plus a three divided by three is a three, Scott.
Okay.
Until
quick
it's
math.
Not.
Quick math.
Tell you.
Quick math.
Kneeling green.
Hoorah!
Oh
my God.
Yeah, when she uses the sun power. Yeah, I know, Bill. You're already giving her a 2.5.
She looks like something out of Katamari Damashi.
Yeah. Scott, what you got?
Three.
Yeah, amazingly, even though the red does clash with the green, the spikes, actually, they don't look half bad on her, so 2.8. So that's a 2.77 for that form.
So now we get Mr. Sky Blue here.
Oh, yeah, Kotaro.
First, the big bear form.
Yep. Which I think is him grown to a giant, I do believe. Oh, no, that's when the bear ends up possessing him. So the spirit of the original leader ends up possessing him. It's not even worth rating. It's literally in one scene in one episode. It's throwaway shit. It can go.
Okay. And then this guy. Yeah, I think this is this.
Koguma Sky Blue.
No. Here we go.
So, yes. There's Ursa Minor.
Okay.
Next.
Oh, yeah. The aftermath.
His
pose.
Midsection seems really strange to me. I don't know if it's the way he stands or what, but there's something. It almost looks like he's wearing a girdle or something.
Hold on, let me try something here. Nope. Same space. Okay.
Next.
Something
next.
About that is really off-putting.
No, that's it. Huh. Two.
Damn him. 2.7? Not digging the weird girdle wearing ranger. Maybe it's something to his fighting style. Maybe he stands stiffly or moves stiffer. I don't know.
He does. He stands a little bit stiffer. Because like I said, that's his pose after morphing.
Yeah.
Like when he originally drops. Like because the
I wonder if they actually made him wear something to straighten his back so he wouldn't move. You know, so he was a little more inhuman or something. I don't know.
Well, like I said, his pose after when he's morphing his poses. Both legs out, like, shoulder length apart, hands on hips, like, both hands on hips, like Superman pose. And then when he comes out, he drops down and lifts his arms up like he's going to, you know, Zangief bear wrestle with you. But he also moves rather quickly because he's still a child, so he's light and he can move quick. And, as an added benefit that I know and you guys don't, you see his scarf tassel?
His ascot thing?
Yeah. That's legit a scarf that's wrapped around his neck. And that part that's hanging down, you see that silver bit at the end? That's not just for aesthetic, that's an actual weight. That's one of his weapons.
Is he wearing weighted clothes?
Partially, yes. Like, it's not like full-on, like, 10,000-ton boots like Dragon Ball Z. But yeah, part of it is weighted because he's a child. While he has great strength as a ranger, the costume is still fairly heavy for him. In fact, he's after they introduce him as the Ursa Minor Ranger, he's literally gone for like 6 or 7 episodes because he's at the, quote, learning academy to learn how to be a ranger. Because the suit is so heavy on him. Because it was meant for an adult, and he's like a 9-10-year-old kid. So I'm giving him a 3.3. So that's a 2.67.
All right, now we go to...
I think probably this is Kotaro.
His human form or whatever.
Yeah, Automorph probably.
Yeah, Automorph. Nope.
Yep, Automorph. So like I said, he's quite literally just like a 9-10-year-old kid.
One.
Next.
I don't like the child superhero thing. It always bothers me because there's multiple reasons to it, but like just like how Zordon goes and gets an orphan, there's something about even if Gwen had that kind of power, I don't think I want her running around the cosmos before she's had a chance to become a person yet. Children, I don't care how smart your child is, children are stupid. They're not stupid by choice. That is what they are. They are still growing. They don't understand the world. They don't understand politics. They don't see gray areas. They see black and white and children shows. And when Barney the Dinosaur tells them this is what you believe, that's what they believe. And when you take a child who is not old enough yet to discern or think for himself, he or she is easily manipulated. Another reason I don't believe your children, and you can get mad at me for this, but I don't believe children until they've reached a specific age should be inducted into church societies because I believe that they should be old enough to make a decision like that for themselves. But most children are inducted into these kinds of things when they're young and they can't make a decision like that, so they just believe it without ever questioning it because this is what they've been told. Children are like this. Once you tell them to believe in something like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny, sorry if your kids are listening, what do? They take it at face value because to them the world is still magical. And if you have something like that, a kid, a gullible, a young person, a stupid person because they haven't experienced life yet and they don't have the education or the ability to reason at an adult level and you give them the power of a god, as far as I'm concerned, they're a supervillain waiting to happen. The child superhero is just a dumb, legitimate, ticking fucking time bomb. And I've never agreed with it in any continuity of any show ever.
Right.
This kid is some kid. No matter how old or how smart he's supposed to be, I would not trust him to make decisions that impact the fate of my galaxy.
But he's wearing the standard jacket for these set of Rangers, along with a handkerchief that's half red, half purple?
Half red, half blue.
Hmm.
If memory serves, the handkerchief is actually his brother's, in which case the reason why it is he joined the Q Rangers is because he saw them stop the Empire as they had descended upon Earth. And they were about to kill him and his brother, in which, if memory serves, I do believe they've already killed his mother and father. So he's basically been protecting himself and his younger brother for years, you know, making sure that both of them go to school, making sure that both of them stay safe and have food to eat and shit like that, but they're still trying to take on the evil Jarkmada Empire, you know, simply because they've shown up and they've tried to, you know, murder them multiple times and, you know, kill friends and family members.
Next.
Oh, yeah, when he literally turns his back on a hologram of his own mother to make sure that they can actually save the universe. Because it's either he can live with his mother, you know, and be happy for the rest of his life, or he can turn that key and save the universe. So it's one of those moral dilemmas where he's like, fuck, I want to stay with you, but I need to save the universe and my friends. Damn good episode.
Next.
That's everybody. Okay. So what you got, Scotty?
I partially agree with Bill. We shouldn't have kids as Rangers. Period.
It's just like, I'm not, I know people are huge fans of Shazam, but you take a 10-year-old boy and give him the power of Superman, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can be.
No, not can be. He does become dangerous. In fact, in Kingdom Come, which is something that Bill brought up in one of the other episodes, or maybe it was, I can't remember.
Yeah,
it was kind of zoned out. So.
But yeah, because he was talking, oh yeah, fucking old superheroes. Literally, that's all that is. In fact, the boy grows up to literally look like Shazam, so much so that old man Lex Luthor literally kidnaps him and brainwashes him.
To believe he's already Shazam.
Yeah. And that
because
all these
he was...
heroes have basically, they've been lying to him his entire life.
And then when he does actually transform, he's not trying to transform, he's trying to go backwards, and it turns out to be a negative thing because it breaks his psyche so bad that it literally brings upon the end of the world,
yep.
Essentially. And why? Because you trusted a 10-year-old with the power of a fucking god.
Yep.
And no matter how intelligent a 10-year-old is, they're still fucking 10. They haven't lived long enough to make decisions like that.
Yep.
Why are there child soldiers? Because they're dumb enough that if you put a gun in their hand and tell them who to shoot, they don't ask questions, they fucking do it.
Yep.
I'm going with a 2.5.
Again, based off just the look, he's a kid, he's wearing the standard colors. To me, he's a 3.
That's a true statement. It looks like he exists in this universe. Everybody else has a dumb coat.
Yeah, so he's...
I mean, but yeah.
Yeah, because he's at a 2.17.
And for what it's worth, though I don't like him, I'm okay with his scarf thing.
Yeah. And like I said, the only reason why I'm okay with him being a Ranger is because at first I was like you, fuck this dumbass kid, and then later on, like, as they give you backstory and, you know, tell you, oh yeah, no, they're... teaching him how to control the powers, and he starts, you know, latching on to other members of the team who can give him points of view and shit. Like, he starts being able to form his own opinion, and it's like, alright, well, at least the kid's starting to grow up.
Kind of like children soldiers that are inducted into an army given a gun, and then they walk alongside the older soldiers and learn everything wrong about society in the right way by their point of view. Because they're kids.
Yeah, but they literally give him, like, conflicting points of view. So, I mean... That's
which he would not he would not be ethically ready to make decisions like that.
Right.
He's 10. He doesn't understand how his dick works. He can't possibly understand how the world does.
He knows half of how it works. I mean, he could take a piss.
And he doesn't
how to wipe
and he doesn't and he doesn't understand how it works.
Oogma Sky Blue? Is that how?
Oogma Sky Blue.
Yeah. I was confused for a second as to what was going on, and then I remembered, oh yeah, right, reading names.
Holy crap. That's probably really cool, but it's really blurry for us.
Yeah.
That's a next.
That's a that photo sucks. And that's a that photo
It's not
tiny,
too much
sucks.
Better, to be yeah. fair. Yeah. We kind of got screwed on this guy.
It just looks like him without the scarf.
It
kind of does.
It is. It's, if memory serves, that's when the bear takes over. Like the spirit of the old master who actually was.
Oh, the, when
the
we saw the kid
blue.
With the blue hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Next. So basically, yeah. That's actually Ursa Major as opposed to him being Ursa Minor.
Okay.
So that's all that is.
So it's just minus the scarf.
Right. Which, like I said, that's why the costume looks the way it does, is because the guy who actually held that power before giving it to the kid literally was a bear man.
Right.
So that's why, you know, the outfit looks the way it does. On the bear man, it makes sense. On the kid, sometimes not so much.
Well, but we've already been shown in multiple series that that is not it's weird. The continuity's very screwed up because that is their body.
Yeah.
But it's not their body. It's a costume. Yeah. But it is their, it is not a costume. It is their body. And that goes back and forth. There are times that the Ranger helmets will break and you can see them underneath of it. But then there are times that you could tell that whatever this is their actual body. Because like, okay, like in our series that we're watching right now, when Justin morphs, he morphs into puberty, shifts into puberty. Wow. He grows into like a, probably a, anywhere from an 18 to a 22 year old man. And fights enemies. If that, if he would, if he takes his helmet off, though, for some reason he reverts back to a child and he's little Justin.
Yeah,
in
they,
the
they've
suit.
Actually shown that they've shown him in the normal Justin with a Blue Ranger outfit, without
which
the helmet.
Means that that's an armor, but it's not an armor. It's actually his body, and while he's wearing the helmet, he's actually a grown man inside of it. But if he takes the armor off, somehow it disconnects him from the power, and he becomes a kid again.
Yep.
And this is the same thing. That's not him. That's some sort of altered body form. But if somehow you were to break his helmet off, he would somehow be that kid underneath of it. But not an older version of that kid. He would, like, revert.
Hey, Bill. Don't view that plot hole.
Oh, sorry. He's gone to another dimension.
Yep, exactly.
So should we...
Right now, the only person I have to worry about getting in my way...
Because like I said, it's basically it's the same thing without the scarf. Yeah.
The only person I have to worry about getting in my way with plot holes, and I quote from Jersey Alpha, Big D can get in my way. Yes, he refers to her as Big D, and he refers to the girls as Toots.
Yeah.
Because Jersey Alpha is class.
Lucky. We're on to Lucky.
Yep. She read the...
Oh, yeah, he has a big bear attack. Yeah.
Yep, he gets possessed by the guy as well. Like I said, nothing... It's worth mentioning, but after that, not worth rating. It's one throwaway episode.
Anyway. Lucky.
Oh, yeah, when they first find
him. This is so fucking exciting!
And basically, it is for him. He's been traveling the galaxy on basically a busted-ass moped.
Some good-ass eats.
He's eating ice cream. Next.
Does he ever have to rewind the tape deck on his chest?
No clue, because that's basically just one outfit one time when they first meet him.
Oh, wonderful.
Yay!
Yep. Okay, Jackie, let's move on.
Say it right, Scott. Yoshalaki! Which you'll hear 800 times throughout the course of the show.
Oh, great. He has a catchphrase. I can't wait.
Next.
Talk about Lucky.
Thumbs up.
Good job.
Yeah, it's just him in the opening credits. Oh, well. Next.
Next.
Oh, yeah, him as a child.
Good job.
He doesn't look quite as lucky.
Well, of course not. His planet is about to be exploded as he's a child.
Next.
Congratulations, that's the end of Lucky. So you got the very first costume that you meet him in, which you get to see for 5 minutes in the first episode. Him as a child, which you see for 5 minutes in one episode. God damn it, Scott.
What do you mean, goddammit? You're the expert here. You're the fan all of a sudden. This is why. Now, here, I'm actually going to put this here. We've mentioned this before, and now for the first time ever, you're seeing why. The reason we go into these shows knowing nothing is this. Because we're not experts, and that's what creates our show.
Yep.
When you already know the material, 80% of the comedy is lost on you. Because at that point, you rely on the show to create its own comical material, but not the aesthetics. So now when you mention the aesthetics that could have been funny, he knows the story, and it's not funny, and he explains the story, and it takes away any joke you could have put down.
Which is why I'm doing it!
Yay! Yeah. Give this motherfucker a 3.
3.
Yeah, he is. He's
and a
basic.
Kick in the
he's
twat.
Basic. He's a 3. So yeah, that's a 3 for him.
All right, Pegasus Shishi
Red. Pegasus Shishi Redo, in which it's the Pegasus Kyutama, which creates a shield for him, but also causes him to go haywire. So, yeah. Him with the Pegasus shield, which is pretty sweet looking. And then we go next.
Next.
Oh, you didn't have him leaping around like a psychopath.
I agree, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So he's a four for me.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd agree with that. I like his little overshield thing. It's cool.
Four.
Hey, look at that. Basic math. So we have a three.
I also like
tie.
His Thundercats helmet that he always wears.
Yeah. Well, for now that he always wears. Give it a minute. He gets an upgrade. They all get upgrades, Bill. Everyone gets upgrades. Wouldn't be a Sentai without upgrades.
Oh, we all float down here.
Anyway, here's all the
right,
space form.
Yeah, give him a four. We've seen this guy.
Next.
Okay, what you got, Scotty? There's base form.
Next. Okay. Four.
So look, another four.
Moon. Shishi Red Moon.
Yep.
And in the name of the moon...
Don't worry, Bill. You've already seen this.
Oh, he will suck a dick in the name of the moon. I'm done with that guy, too. The only reason he should look like that is if he's Booma Kawanger or if he's fucking Quick Man.
He's got a banana in his helmet. That's what he's got.
All right, what you got, Scotty?
Three.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Boop, 2.5, so that gives him a 2.5.
Okay, Orion.
Orion. There is no R sound in Japanese, Scott.
We're not,
Orion.
It takes a long time to get used to that.
Yeah, I know.
It does. It took me. Holy shit, he's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Come to find out.
That he's awesome, and that he has the fucking infinity gems on his shield.
Yeah.
And that he has the fucking dueling faces, man versus beast up in this bitch.
Yeah, he's half, what is it? He's actually the...
And he's all
prince.
White and silver.
Yeah,
he's got a cape.
He's Prince of the Leo system.
He's fucking sweet.
But come to find out, one of his ancestors was king of the Orion system. So he's dual royalty. He's both king of the Orion system and king of the Leo system. So when you get to this, that's why you have the dual faces.
Oh, the explanation is killing it.
And he has the power to control everybody.
Next.
He is the man. Oh,
dude, he's fucking sweet.
I know.
Is there another next?
Dude, no. Five.
Five.
Dude,
five.
I like that.
Welcome to the King of the Mountain, Five.
Dude,
perfect
that dude is awesome.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Taiyoshi Red.
Taiyoshi Red. Ren Red. Ren Shed? Whatever.
I don't even want to can't speak. Sun form.
Two.
Three.
Four, because at least the red spikes on the helmet from the sun make him look more like a lion man.
Instead of a banana stuck in his helmet.
So that's a three.
I think that's it for Lucky. Yep.
Yeah, that's it for Lucky.
Alright.
I wish you would have found more pictures, though.
Naga Ray.
Yeah, Naga.
The silver.
Evil! Evil!
Yeah. Yeah, I'll leave that for in a minute. Next. Because this costume is actually badass.
Next.
I can dig this.
Little cobra peeking back here.
He somehow reminds me of a Reploid. Maverick level.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bad guy you'd have found in one of the X games.
Oh, funny you say that. He was brainwashed by one of the bad guys, and they gave him the bad guy suit, which is what this is.
Huh.
Next.
But even after he's no longer brainwashed by that evil bitch, he still can use the bad guy suit.
Does that girl have bird boobies?
Yes.
And a pregnant bird belly?
Yes.
And a dragon on the shoulder?
Yes. She's a moth lady. But she also has triceratops tits. That's not a joke. Her titties are triceratops horns, with the center being another triceratops. In fact, if you look at the belly...
Oh, my God, it is.
Yeah. By the way, again, she's supposed to be a moth lady. She runs around with the stick that at the top has, like, a rubber ducky thing on it, which she uses to, when she smacks it on the ground, it makes, like, a quack, and then sends out a sonic signal that reprograms your brains. She is one of the worst fucking villains in the show, but they put her as, like, one of the, like, god-tier henchmen, like a Goldar. She fucking blows. I hate her so fucking much.
Next.
When we get to the villains, you already know my score. By the way, for Evil Suit, 4.5.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
4.
So that's a 4.3 repeating, so 4.33.
All right, let's go to his good attire.
Good.
Actually, that's a good question, because I think...
Oh, no, that's not standard. Okay, so yeah.
There's like a metal and silver, so...
Right.
Oh, great. Wrong thing.
Those over here jerking off two dicks because he's bored. Okay, there we are.
Good.
So yeah, that's what it looks like once he has control of it after he becomes a good guy again.
Okay, I guess I see a difference.
Yeah, it's not much, basically.
It's
they
more
kinda,
or less a scarf cape thing.
Yeah, because he went from having darker colors to back to being normal.
Next. Blurry shit.
Yep.
Next.
Why for you to fail me, Google? That's just normal form with right before she... And see, that's what I mean. She's got, like, the evil rubber ducky thingy on a stick.
Oh, what?
I fucking hate her so much. But yeah, that's just him normal form right
yeah,
before
I
she
threw this in the
transforms
wrong
him. So, oh well.
Anyway, good mode.
Three.
Oh, look at that. We all agree again. Oh, invalid. Oh, because I hit the plus too many times. Okay, there we go. So, yeah, 3.
Here's a silver.
Which, again, is normal form. So, that's kind of what we already saw. But, oh, well, moving on.
Yeah.
Yay.
Next.
More yay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next.
Next. 3, whatever. He's all right. He doesn't stand out. When everybody kind of already has this suit, you have to have better gimmick than helmet. I mean, he's got the little thing on his side. He's kind of scaly,
yeah,
but...
The snake scales on his sides are a little bit more defined.
To me, he doesn't stand out enough. When he gets the scarf and everything, that gives him a little more atmosphere.
Yeah. But what you got, Scotty?
3.
Oh, look at that. Another 3.
Right, now is a humanish form, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, evil.
Yep.
One picture, thank God.
Doop 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 doop. That guy.
Yeah, he basically becomes a little bit more emo. Again, it's something, you know, to kind of mention because it's like 2 or 3 episodes that they deal with it. But
so he's like if you played a wrestling game and you selected the heel version of that character.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, he becomes a little bit more emo. He ends up getting, like, tattoos and shit across his body.
That's which very you kind of see here with the, yeah. Under the eye.
Yeah, he also acts a little bit more effeminate than normal, but meh. Considering the race that he comes from, yeah.
Considering
we'll move on.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not really much to see with other than the tattooed under eye, so. Yeah,
well, if I would have thought to bring my laptop, I probably could have found a couple more photos for you, because like I said, I have the entire series on my laptop.
Anyway, let's go to the good folder.
Yeah, let's do that.
Should be his normal mode.
Yep.
Oh, I liked you better when you were in Dead or Alive and female.
Next.
Yep. Still liked you better when you were in Dead or Alive and female.
Well, I think I got better pictures of him in his group pictures than here.
Yep.
I can believe that.
I think he was better when he was Christy.
You know, it's funny you say that. There's because basically his entire race, they're an alien race that basically they're supposed to be, quote, gender fluid, to get away with the fact that literally at one point it calls for him to be a different character, so they put a wig on him to be a different character. So it's kind of funny. But basically their entire people, in order to avoid war and shit, he's from planet Equilibrium. They're not allowed to know emotion. They just go through life and, oh, hey, you're of breeding race? Or of breeding age? Yeah, you're of breeding age. Okay, let's make a baby.
I don't have much for this guy. I don't even know if I can rate this guy. He has fucking Japanese punk rock hair.
He's average to me. He's a 3.
Sure. 3. Whatever.
Okay, so once again, Naga's a 3.
Naga.
God, there's a lot to this. Holy fuck.
There's 12 mother... No, 13 motherfucking Rangers. And Scott wants to go through all of them.
We gotta have a final cut of these
guys. I was gonna say, he doesn't want to. No. We're being asked to go through what we've already gone through.
Okay. Go with the Raptor 283...
Yeah, we know you hate Raptor. Again, for anybody who can't go back and rewatch old episodes,
I'd forgotten about this bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I'd fucking completely push this bitch out of my mind. This is the girl that has clock titties.
Yep.
Next.
So you can look at her chest and still tell time.
Yep.
But to be fair, I don't really want to look at this girl. This is not the same robot that I like.
The fuck?
No.
Zooming in. Okay. Some stupid technical issues from me moving my laptop that's recording this episode. Cause fucking technology.
Okay, so, like,
yep.
Are we back then?
Yep.
Or?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because we're just sitting here in awkward silence.
Someone else click while I'll take a piss.
Okay, here you go, Bill. Scotty's got to go take a piss, and you keep forgetting that you're in an episode rating, so,
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Don't worry, that mouse goes to off the TV.
Yeah. Stop staring at the laser.
What laser?
Stop it. Don't do that.
Why?
There's a laser.
So?
Don't stare at it.
You're a laser. Shut up. Next on this dumb bitch. Ugh. It didn't help at all. Just because you have dumbass fucking 1930s Harley Quinn glasses. Next. Oh, yay, look. Dumb bitch. Next.
I'm just going to let you rant and rave.
Oh, what the fuck is
happening? Because, again, I've seen the show.
She's like a weird amalgamation of future, like... Future J-pop steampunk.
Yeah.
So which iteration of Alpha is this?
This is...
Dumb.
This is cutesy Alpha.
Next.
She's supposed to be the really, like, hardcore serious one that, in her own mind, is really, you know, 9 years old and cutesy, like, oh my god, everything's so great, and love boy bands, and fucking stupid shit, and yeah, as a character, I don't really like her. She has some funny moments, but generally, meh. So even from a character standpoint, I rate her low.
Next.
Congratulations, Bill. That's all of them.
Thank God.
By the way, that's all of them for out of costume. What are you rating her?
She gets a 2, I guess. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm at about a 2. I mean, the aesthetic itself isn't terrible, but at the same time, like, that's in motion.
So we're at washi pink.
Photos, it sucks. Scott, man, what you giving?
For Robo-Chick?
Yep.
3.
Okay.
Okay, so altogether she got a 2.33. Leave the fucking laptop alone!
Play with it.
That's why it keeps freezing, damn it!
Play with it.
Don't play with it.
Play with it.
It's not your wee-wee. Don't play
with it. It's my NER. It's the attachment to the Wii.
Yeah. Alright, there you go, Bill. There's costumed.
Yeah, I love her helmet. Next. Yeah, Wings. They're so dumb, but I love them.
Remember, yep. remember when you loved her when she was only this form?
I did. I still do.
By the way,
next.
When she's in this form, the wings actually do work, and she literally can fly.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love it. She looks like some sort of super form off of a Sailor Moon or something. Like, yep. I don't quite like Sailor Moon, but I love the imagery of Sailor Moon. Right, I really do. I like all the fires and the waters and the lightning and the way that they do their pictures and, like, the transformations and everything. I think they made something that was stunningly appealing. Not necessarily that I like that show.
Right.
And this is kind of the same thing. I can't judge the show, but I love the imagery that she creates. Next. She gets a 4.7 from me. It's not nearly as cool as Awesome White Dude.
Four.
But four. She's still cool.
So, 4.23.
Ryu Commander.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this dude. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Next.
With his pimp stick.
Dude, I like his little...
Gun.
I like that thing. It is a gun?
Yep.
That's
kind of neat. It's both... Okay, it's his morpher. It's a staff that he uses as like a walking cane type of thing. It's his morpher, and it's a gun... Because if he pulls the handle up, it turns into like a long-barreled sniper rifle. Like, the commander is pretty hardcore.
So
what you got?
Oh, four.
What you got?
3.5.
No, not a 35. Goddamn decimal point not working. I'm at about a 3.
So what do you get?
3.5.
Maybe without the coat?
Yep. Which is like a one-time thing, if memory serves. Yeah.
It folds up into a staff type of thing that he fights with? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, he uses it, like I said, it's basically it's a staff, and then if he pulls out the handle, it becomes like a pistol.
That's kind of neat. That's really just a weapon idea on that idea, this Ryu Violet, but I don't think he's as cool as his normal form. Give him like a little less than what I gave him, I guess.
Hold on, let me see. So, out of a 4, okay, then we'll give him, like, a 3.8, I guess.
I could agree with that, yeah.
I'll go with a 3.
The coat's definitely part of his aesthetic.
I'm still at a 3.5, so that is a 3.43.
Okay.
So he's Halo.
I can't see it. Shorunpo?
Shurupo?
Shurunpo?
It's his actual form.
Hey, look, it's that dog I know.
Yeah,
the SPD
dog.
Yeah,
the two commanders meet up, because like I said, there's a crossover episode with SPD.
Okay, next. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Next.
Like I said, he's kind of... Oh yeah, there's an episode where he's literally in the middle of telling a story of how epic he is by holding up flashcards. Like, I'm telling you, this dude is Master Roshi minus the pervy. Like,
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Next.
He's hardcore, next. Like, comic relief. Like, he's fucking awesome. I actually dig his character.
Next.
Oh, crap.
Tiny photo.
Well, next.
Not tiny, but smaller. All right, that's all of the captain.
I'll go 3.
3.6.
Oh, this just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Fucking three point two. Now we're on the fucking yellow. Oh my god!
So
I'm sorry, guys.
3.27 on him.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to crap on your episode, but damn, guys, that wanted this, sending us back through this after we already did it with all the extra content too. It's like
I didn't have this many guys though.
I realize that, but we've seen half of this, so half of this is almost putting me to sleep. And the other half of it is really cool. So,
now do
like,
you see why I say put down the laptop, don't fuck with it? You almost dropped it and broke the episode.
Broke the episode.
I love you, but come on, man. This is the time we just put in.
Okay.
All because the fans want us to go back through.
See, that's what I'm like.
And I love you guys as fans, but fuck.
Okay, yellow.
Like, Bill's not joking. This is shit we've already Kaijiki? Done. Just watch the other episodes.
Oh, yeah. See, yeah. We've seen this person.
We've seen this exact photo.
Literally.
Next.
And I get it. whatever. This fucking three standard next. For this for these guys don't quite stick out. I mean, I guess I like that he could headbutt the shit out of you and kill you.
He actually does that in an episode
too. Oh well, see now if I didn't see now you're fucking with my score because now I'm gonna give him a fucking 3.5 because that actually has a purpose instead of being aesthetic. But I wouldn't have known that
if I wouldn't have said shit.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
3.5.
He still gets a 3 from me. So he's a
3.33333333333333.
I'm not going to stop until this episode's over.
3.33333333.
Pegasus. That would be awful.
Dancing me. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Dancing Dancing Maystar.
He's got the chest thing.
Yeah.
Oh. The chest thing is cool. I guess he can go up to like a 3.8.
What you got, Scotty?
Next. 3.9.
So I'm the hater. He gets a 3.5 from me, so that is a 3.73.
Okay. Next is his...
Spada.
His actual humanish form.
Yep.
Which is the little cook that he is.
Yep, the master chef. Terrible photo. Next.
Next.
It's the same goddamn thing, Scott. It's not different at all, is it, Steve?
It's zoomed out.
Like, Spada isn't exactly, like, the greatest of characters, but he's not the worst either. And, like,
he's got his fucking...
God damn it.
He's got his dumb fucking coat. Give him a 3. Fuck him.
Go with a 3.
Fuck yeah.
God damn.
We're fucking God damn it.
Okay, Stinger Orange.
Yep.
Open.
Watch, I've seen this guy. Watch.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that was pretty cool, but yes, we've seen this guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to give this away until after we're done.
Next. Yep.
So somebody remind me to explain that.
There's
photo.
His little tail.
Oh yeah, it's the scorpion guy with the tail. Yep.
Next. Next. And next.
Yep, that's all.
Okay.
I'm sure through CG his tail actually moves around and does cool things.
Yep.
Like on this picture here,
yeah.
Where it looks like.
Right. The photo actually shows it, yeah. Because when he morphs, the tail actually comes out and, like, sprays venom everywhere. So, yeah, it does move.
So he tail-jaculates on people?
Okay, let me give it a full way. Go back to the other photo, Scott. That right there, the guy he's fighting is his brother. Look at the foot where it's got the pink penis to it. That's his brother's scorpion tail. What they can do is they can actually stab you and inject you with venom using the tail, which will give you a form of paralysis. If you use if you stab yourself and inject yourself with your own venom, you can actually wrap your tail around yourself to give yourself an extra boost in energy.
Kind of
like when you go bonkai and fucking.
I can't suck my own venom. Suck the venom. I can't suck my own venom. You suck the venom. I don't want to suck the venom.
Literally, both of them almost kill themselves through doing it. Scorpion almost dies, and fucking his brother, they end up finally killing his brother. In which case, his brother does a couple cool things to actually help him fight the evil Jakmata, but still. That's not costume, that story, though. So, as per the costume aesthetic, the fact that it looks like he's wearing, fucking swim trunks... Because, like, where the silver is, like, if you go back to the other photo, it actually, see, like, right there, it doesn't form and seal all the way. So he's literally, like, wearing shorts over top of his, like, fucking bodysuit. So, I mean, like, when it comes down to it, yeah, the costume is kind of shit. 2.5.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting on you two.
3.
Whatever.
2.83 repeating.
Okay, his... A what arm?
Jack-off arm. Oh, never mind. Don't, Jack. No, don't.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Drill arm.
Yeah. When his brother when his brother dies, he becomes a Q-Thama.
Next.
So he can use it to yeah.
Okay, that's a better.
It's yeah, it's pretty powerful.
That's kind of cool.
And the best part about it, it's not a. It looks like a drill bit. It doesn't actually move.
So he's just stuck having his arm that way.
It's a screw arm because it screws you to death. Death by snoo snoo.
Next.
That's okay. It.
That's it.
3.23 repeating.
Okay, and then his... We have Stinger.
Yep.
Not Sting.
Oh, coat. Okay, I get it.
I told you, this is a coat all of them wear.
Next.
That's when he finds out that his brother's the villain. Well, at the time, a villain.
He looks like a young male Catherine Janeway.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Next.
Next. I guess opening shot.
Yeah. Next. That's from the credits, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's normal dude. 3.
Amazing. Three. Oh, yeah, 3. Yeah, whatever.
That hey, guy. Look at that. Can we skip the normal guys? There's really nothing cool about them. I'll let you know if there is.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. Like Tsurugi.
No, because I'm not coming back to this fucking thing for people to ask me, what about Rangers without Cog? No, we're finishing it. We're fucking done. We're on the last Soldier. Goddamn folder.
Ho-oh, Soldier.
This is one of the new guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy I don't know. Finally, a reason to wake up.
Yep, he's one of the original Q Rangers.
Well, like he's pretty neat.
Yeah, I'll go into the backstory here. He's like 1,000 years old because he puts himself in a cryostasis because his race is actually immortal, which is why he's the Phoenix. But he gives up his immortality in order to help his friends to defeat the enemy. So he puts himself in cryostasis until the rest of the Q-Rangers come together, so that way then he could take down, you know, the big bad. And the sword and shield are his morphers. You'll notice the globe is sitting there in the center of the sword.
A little confused why he had to give up his immortality.
Basically, his friend was gonna die, so he gave it up to save his friend's life.
Okay.
I'd explain the story further, but again, one day we might get to this and actually watch the show again in the year 2022.
Next.
Oh, that one, that picture's unimpressive.
Next?
Yes. Yep. That picture's way better.
He's fighting some of their putty...
I like him, but I'm going to be honest here. I don't like his Child Link shield. I think it's a little small. And it's a little bit pathetic. It's cool as a piece because I like how the sword definitely plugs into it and things of that nature. But there's something small and sad about it right here.
Right.
Next.
The sword is fine. It's your standard sword. He looks pretty cool. I like that he's not, but in terms of leather, like, he's a little more plated than the other guys are.
Yep.
And, of course, I like Phoenixes.
I'm going 4.5.
For specific reasons. Yeah, I could agree with that. I think he's the closest thing to that kid. I think he's like 4.7 for me. He's real close to that White Ranger thing I saw.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm at a 4.5 myself for Tsurugi, so that is a 4.57 for him. So, yeah, other than Omega Lucky.
All right, let's...
He's in second place.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we don't want to come back to this, Bill.
I don't want to come back to this. Not until we have to review that. Oh, my God. 2.8. I'm not giving this guy a 3. Look at that guy's face. Okay, now that's way better. He gets a 3.
But Bill, he has a leather jacket.
He's
a leather
fine.
Bomber jacket.
He's
shit.
A 3. He's a 3, like everybody else.
3. Okay.
Except for that kid.
Nah. He gets a 3.3.
Oh, shit.
So he's a 3.1 because that jacket and that ring are pretty badass.
I know.
Plus, Scott didn't get the photo when you first see him, and literally his hair has grown so long from being in cryo sleep for like 1,000 years. He literally can't see what the fuck he's doing. It's so hilarious. Like, his hair is like all the way down to like the middle of his chest type of length. And he's still trying to fight. It's just fucking amazingly comedic relief. Like, it's awesome. Congratulations. We're done.
Victory.
Other than, like, the 800 co-op pictures.
Victory lap. Let's do the victory lap. Let's, oh, my God, please.
Good, because I need a fucking cigarette now.
So
first
no
off,
shit.
Who, what was it, that Omega level Lucky, that one?
Yes, it's Orion.
Yeah, Orion.
Dude, yeah, that shit was cool.
Okay. Come on.
And please tell me that you were fucking cool enough to get the one where fucking Lucky cloned himself like a million times.
Lucky!
Yep, that's when he first shows up and crash lands.
Oh
and he's
gosh.
About to get gang raped. And he's like, talk about Lucky! And like double punches everyone in the face.
Okay.
And that is his spaceship crashed over here.
Yep, I told you. He's literally riding around in that fucking motorcycle from Mega Man X. But it's basically a busted moped in this universe.
Next.
Did yeah, that's
seriously just wipe out something.
We've seen this picture before
yep.
too.
Yep.
This next. Is when they yeah.
Oh yeah, well, when yep. they induct him into the crew. Yep, next.
Well, I don't know if you'd say induct or swipe the morpher, but
it's so fucking delicious.
Yeah, he basically he stole up the morpher, but either way, he basically made himself a part of the crew.
He should just go back to paintballing.
Next.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, when the entire team is assembled.
That's kind of cool.
Every member.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Next.
Your standard group photos. We see them all the time.
Next.
Oh, yeah, when they have the crossover with SPD.
Not only SPD,
I was
gonna
say,
but...
Yeah, that's Metal Heroes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a guy from one of the Metal Heroes, so...
Huh, okay.
Next.
Oh, yeah, he combines... technically, this is a bullshit photo. It never happened.
Oh, it is
a
bullshit one?
Yes, okay. It's a bullshit photo.
Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Balance is pleading with Naga, but it's not the real Balance.
Yeah, see, this is a better outfit of Balance, or of Naga's.
Naga, yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Yoshilaki!
Oh my god.
Because that's when they first meet Naga and Balance.
Well, I believe it.
No, I don't.
I certainly do.
I do, because he doesn't have the blue across his chest, which is supposed to make up for the lack of a jacket.
He doesn't understand that I'm being just as irritating as him.
Yeah, I know. Alright, next.
Next.
Yeah, that's basically just them in like a group meeting.
This guy has one of those call phrases that he probably uses every other episode or something, doesn't he? I figured them.
Yeah, it's literally it's in every single episode. Sometimes twice an episode.
Oh fuck me!
Like I said, you kind of get sick of hearing it.
I believe
I
that.
Long lost.
I got sick of it.
It's not a joke. They literally thought that they were brothers because they were about to be arrested for interfering in intergalactic time travel. Because cops.
Right.
So
right.
they like Hammy and the commander end up conning Garo into thinking that they're long-lost brothers. So, like, they start hugging and, oh, my brother, I missed you, when it's different dimensions and shit. So, yeah.
Next.
It's kind of funny. Oh, yeah, the first time that he gets the sun and moon Kyutama.
Banana phone.
Boop, boop, doop, doop.
Next.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the death worms.
I thought he would have become a snake. Why? Because his name is Snake. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that...
You don't know science, Raph.
Oh.
Next.
Oh, yeah. She gets knocked out hard fucking core.
Zombies?
Yeah, but okay. Yeah. Look, consistency shows means that their show's just as bad as ours. She got knocked the fuck out. Costume still on.
Yep.
It didn't demorph.
Well, if memory serves, she gets knocked out because they hit her using the Ares Kutama, which puts you to sleep.
But doesn't demorph you.
Right.
Next.
I think actually she got poisoned now that I think about it. I don't know. That was one of the earlier episodes.
Yeah, a little talk between the two groups.
Yep, between the two commanders, and they're basically, oh, you're Power Rangers? We're Power Rangers.
Let's go fight some bad guys.
Because, no, they even have a joke where they were like, yeah, we're like the SPD Rangers. And they're like, SPD? What the fuck is that? And they're like, we're cops. What the fuck is a cop?
Next.
Because in the universe they're from, there's no police.
Threesome?
Oh. No, they were, they're running from an enemy. And, I think this is from the episode where Lucky has an off day. So he's not the luckiest man in the universe.
But he's got two ladies on top of him. So that's kind of lucky.
They also fell from very high up.
Okay, never mind then.
Landing square in his balls, as you see from Hami's knee. He is not very lucky that day.
Very unlucky then. Next.
Oh my god. Calm your tits, sir.
Again, Naga's people have no emotion, so Naga's quest is he wants to figure out what emotion is and have it. That is happy is way over the top.
I'm going to say that Data handled his new emotions a lot better than that.
Yep.
Next. D-Mine, I'm using the toilet here.
No shit.
No, that's the quote snack bar. They're having a heart-to-heart because I think this is after, I think it is. I think it's after Champ figures out that Stinger is the one who actually killed Professor Anton. Which is, of course, well before they figure out that Professor Anton is a cunt.
Next.
I know.
Look, we got the winner back here.
Yes. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Next.
The hierarchy.
Of what?
The bad guys.
Oh, okay.
Here are your peons. Here are the guys who can fucking, fucking kaiju morph and go big. Here are the guys who control the guys who could kaiju morph who are in control of the little peons. And up here at the top, we have an unknown party. By the way, up here at the very, very, very top is the big bad who's going to destroy the entire universe and almost succeed 7 different times. Any questions?
Yes. Why does that upper left corner look like Slimer?
Shut up and play pool. No, their conference table is literally a pool table.
Yeah, it is. I see it.
Yeah.
Next.
Finger guns.
Next.
I can't remember what they're doing at this point. Sometimes the photos are just random.
Oh, Mr. Lucha Mask.
Yep. After he, quote, went underground, after basically he was destroyed at one point in time. He pulls heroic sacrifice and dies, but because he's a robot, he's not dead, so they have to rebuild him.
Mm. I see.
Which is why he goes underground and becomes the Lucha Man.
Next. Oh, that's it.
Hey, look, we're done. Thank God. Okay, cool. So the best is Orion form. And Buzz, my phone is at 15%, so that's going to be extra fun because I didn't bring my charger and we still have a What's Up left to do.
So this
has been
the final cut.
The final cut, so that way then the fans can see everybody and everything and see what we think,
even though
there's been other episodes.
And this is a learning curve for the fans. Look, guys, this is true. The reason we don't come in here and do the show after we know the show
is because I got obnoxious as fuck through the episode.
And what happens is every time you could have made a joke about a picture, somebody knows the storyline and the joke doesn't happen. All the jokes that we've come up with over the years, looking at things and joking about things and quipping on things, that's because we're not experts and we don't know and we're getting into it and it's a preview show. So we preview things we've yet to see. And then we go back and see them, and it's interesting how our ideas and fun of the material changes once it becomes serious discussion.
Yep.
And
so
this
again,
is,
if I sounded like a dick and pissed you off again,
but no, see, that's just it. There are a lot of fans that want what you just did.
Yeah.
That want you to be right and correct yourself on every little step that we've taken and halt the jokes and talk about, oh yeah, well, see what was going on in this exact image and what was going on in this exact image and what was going on
you
in this exact image. This is what some fans are asking us for.
It's the fire cable.
And I have to keep telling them that's not
Sweet.
The way it works for us. And sure enough,
yeah, that's true. You are the tech guy.
This has been why.
This is why we should be approaching these images without knowledge ahead of time.
Right.
I'd say giving away certain little things is something, but already knowing the entire series and being experts going into a show that's meant to work on the commentary of ignorance doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least I made it easier when it comes time to watch the show, and like I said, 2022 or 2023, once we finally get there. Because, let's see, we're still going to have a couple more Sentais that we're going to have to get the costumes.
This episode is done, goddammit.
We've got Robos to get through. We've
done. Push the button.
Writers.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.